dripping from the eye.
This is the Jazz House Radio Show on the i103 FM.
Thank you. Welcome to the Jazz House Radio Show on the I-103 FM. And we've started tonight's show with the Kenny Wheeler Big Band. And that was an album recorded in 1971, but released on EP just this year. It's called the Kenny Wheeler Big Band and Friends. He was born in Toronto, Canada, came to the UK in the 1950s and played with Johnny Dankworth. And his big band, he went on to record for the ECM record label and had a very successful career, but sadly passed away in 2015. Now, next up on the Jazz House Radio Show, we have Marcus Miller, the wonderful Marcus Miller. He is the world's best bass player, in my opinion. And this is a tune that featured Miles Davis. It's called Rampage, and it is from the album called The Sun Don't Lie, released in 1993. Marcus Miller.
We'll be right back.
one of my favourite tracks from the master of the jazz bass. That was Marcus Miller together with Miles Davis on trumpet. That tune is called Rampage and it was from the album called The Sun Don't Lie, released in 1993. Now you are listening to the Jazz House Radio Show. We go out every Friday night between 9 and 10 on the i103 FM. And our next artist is a British artist. She's a pianist. She's currently taking up a residency in Germany with a classical band, in fact, a classical symphony band. This is Nikki Iles, and this tune is called Hush, and it's from the album of the same name, released in 2012. This is Nikki Iles. Thank you. lovely was that? That was Nikki Iles together with Rufus Reed and Jeff Williams on bass and drums respectively. That was from the album called Hush, released in 2012. She has played at the Jazz House venue for Leicester Jazz House in the past. Now, next up, there's an artist that we played a lot of. It's going to be Avishai Cohen. But this is from an album released just this year called Iroko, together with Abraham Rodriguez Jr. And this particular tune is called Avisal Ami Vencini. So, Avishai Cohen.
Me dice papá. dice papá. Me dice papá. Me dice papá. Me dice papá.
Bringing you a mix of tunes on tonight's show. That's some Latin jazz. That was Avishai Cohen and Abraham Rodriguez Jr. We're going to move to New Orleans with our next track, and it's going to be Professor Longhair and the Willie Fugles Blues. Professor Longhair was from New Orleans. He started playing professionally in the 1940s, got his first record in the late 1940s, 1949, and carried on playing in New Orleans, becoming a legend in that area and of that time. The tune from him is on the album Crawfish Fiesta, released in 1980. Here it is, Willie Fugles Blues.
Sounds through the night. This is the Jazz House with Sanj.
Thank you.
Grover Washington Jr. and Black Frost from the classic 1974 album called Mr. Magic. And he was outstanding to watch. Unfortunately, he died early of a heart attack whilst recording a TV show back in 1999. Before that, we had Professor Longhair and the Willie Fugles Blues. He was from New Orleans, and that particular tune was from the Crawfish Fiesta. Now, next up, sadly, another death just this year was of Wayne Shorter, and this tune is one of his classics. It's called Speak No Evil, and one of the best jazz saxophonists to have played. And this particular album, called Speak No Evil, was released in 1966 on the Blue Note record label. Here he is, Wayne Shorter.
Thank you.
One of Wayne Shorter's best known tracks, that was Speak No Evil, from the album of the same name released on the Blue Note record label back in 1966. And of course Wayne Shorter was one of the jazz greats, played with Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Art Blakey. He was part of Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers and was playing live up until relatively recently, but sadly died just this year. Now, speaking of fantastic artists who played on the Blue Note record label, one of our own from Manchester, Go Go Penguin, signed up to Blue Note just last year. This particular tune from Go Go Penguin that's coming up next is called Hypo Pono, from the album Version 2, released in 2014. This is Go Go Penguin.
Thank you.
This is the Jazz House with Sanj on 103 The Eye.
Two contemporary performers in a row. What you can hear in the background is the vibraphonist, Joel Ross. He was born in Chicago in 1996 and then moved to Brooklyn. He's played with McKay McRaven and he recorded his first Blue Note album in 2019 called Kingmaker. And this particular tune is called Is It Love That Inspires You? Before that, we heard Go Go Penguin and their tune Ho'oponopono. Now, if you like Joel Ross, he is playing at the Jazz Cafe in London on October 23rd, and that should be a pretty good gig. Now, next up, we have Archie Shepp and a tune called the Attica Blues from the album of the same name.
Just dream.
Archie Shepp and the Attica Blues, released from the album of the same name back in 1972. You are listening to the Jazz House Radio Show. We go out every Friday night on the i103 FM and again on a Monday night between 1 and 2 a.m. You can catch all the shows on the Podbean podcast site under Jazz House Radio. Now, we're going to close out tonight's show with Ain't Misbehaving from Alan Barnes and Martin Taylor. Alan Barnes on sax and Martin Taylor on guitar. And this is from the album called Two for the Road, released back in 2011. Mm-hmm.